fighting detention and deportation can cost a lot of money, money that many immigrant families do not have. Nancy Guan with WUSF in Tampa spoke with families struggling with the financial fallout of Trump's mass deportation campaign.
Life changed drastically for Perla Velazquez when her partner Carlos was detained and deported.
Working now for the past 6 months by myself has been very hard.
Before, Velazquez was a stay-at-home mom. Now she supports her kids, working several jobs.
I have been doing lawn cutting. I have been doing house cleaning, yard cleaning.
She has a teenage son and a 3-year-old daughter.
You research?
For them, she tries to put on a brave face.
I feel tired, frustrated. I feel angry.
Velazquez has been with Carlos for more than 10 years. Though they never married, she says they're family. He's the father of her youngest child. While she's a U.S. citizen, Velazquez asked that we use only Carlos's first name because he doesn't have legal status. He crossed the U.S. border about 20 years ago. Last October, Carlos was on his way to a welding job when he was arrested for driving without a license. He can't get one in Florida without legal status. The sheriff's department transferred him to ICE custody. Velazquez hired attorneys for about $8,000. Since Carlos didn't have a criminal record, they thought he could be released on bond while fighting deportation.
We had the hope.
But the judge denied it, and in March, he was deported to Guatemala. Velazquez says she's still paying off the lawyer's fees.
I don't regret anything that I've tried to do for him to be able to stay here.
Costs to fight deportation vary widely. Legal representation can cost thousands to tens of thousands of dollars, which can send already desperate families into debt. That includes a woman who asked us to use only her last name Reyes because she doesn't have legal status. Reyes is making ends meet by selling homemade food and taking care of kids in her neighborhood. Her two youngest play tag with the others. In June of 2025, the Florida Highway Patrol stopped Reyes' husband on his way to work over an obstructed license plate. He was turned over to ICE and ended up at a detention center in San Diego. It's been hard, she says, when we spoke to her this June, a year after his arrest. She rifles through papers showing the legal fees.
De la abogada es un total de $13,000 prácticamente.
The attorney cost her about $13,000 so far. At one point, her family was on the verge of being evicted.
¿Pagas o te sales?
Before friends and relatives helped.
¿Que no solamente es lo económico?
But it's not just the finances, she says.
Papi, no sé cuándo va a regresar.
The worst part is her kids, not knowing if their dad's coming home. But then in July, Reyes' husband was released from detention with an ankle monitor. Donations help pay for his $1,500 bond and a plane ticket home. And he hugged his kids for the first time in a year. But Reyes says, we don't know where we stand until we can win his deportation case. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Guan in Tampa.